It's time you got in the game. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name, free quick blog, and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com.
Hello, A. Okay, I'm A.
Did you see that? She just said fuck you to me.
She's straight from the gutter.
Yes, hello. Is this the operator? I'm calling for the tranny wreck. Is this the Thailand operator?
She not available. No speak English.
Oh, me rub you wrong no, time.
No speak English. My pussy hurt.
Me need talk stupid bitch. Find out about new cunt.
Lick pussy?
Yes.
Pussy, tranny pussy, lady boy?
Mostly pro-raps.
Pussy. Okay, just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Yes, you are talking to a real lady boy now. I'm in the red light district. How can I help you, ma'am?
I like your voice better now.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know.
Thank you. A lot of people are saying that. It's, when you did the tracheal... Well, you know, I'm not forcing it as... And I really wasn't forcing it before because I'd been talking like that for over 4 years. But the tracheal shave, I think it was... After the tracheal shave, it was my body's hint that, hey, you're fucking your voice up, you stupid whore.
See, I never knew that you were faking that voice.
I wouldn't call it faking it. It's just that I was so uncomfortable with the voice that biology gave me that I didn't want to use it when I transitioned.
How so, different was it from this voice now that I'm talking to?
You know, a little bit deeper from what I've been told. Maybe this is a happy medium.
You know, you do sound still more feminine than me quite a bit, I got to tell you. And I'm a biological female or whatever, or a natal... What do you call that?
A natal female?
I am a natal female, even though I've never had post-nasal drip. Post-natal drip. Well, maybe I have, just without the natal. So I'm so excited. So you've got your new vagina, right?
I do.
You have a cunt.
I do.
Like me.
I have a cunt. Mine's more bloated than yours, though, I bet. I think.
Oh, well, I haven't seen it, but I did look at those pictures you sent me, and I was fascinated. I also looked at the website for the surgical center you went to. What's the name of it?
Uh-huh. M2Fsurgery.com.
Yeah, they had very nice pictures. So are you going to go on, those parties? It looks like they have a lot of fun, all these trannies together. Not trannies, but whatever. Post-trannies. Women.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're still trannies. I consider myself to be a trans woman, you know, regardless of what I've got between my legs.
Right.
I'm just another type of woman. I think there are all kinds of women. There are, you know, real women like you. No.
Right.
I hate the term real women. But anyway, we don't have to go on that.
Real woman applies to me and you, personally.
No, I don't
Maria
consider...
Maria Shriver, I'm not so sure about. She's so skinny, she barely has tits. You know what I mean? At least
I don't...
had breasts before my mastectomy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if that's what makes you a real woman, I don't consider myself to be any more of a woman now, but... you know, that's a whole diatribe that we don't have to get into. It's my way of trying to stay consistent. Okay,
no,
if that's where you want to go.
I want to be semi-serious because we can you know, talk about the bloat and all that later. But I really am interested from a since you had the surgery so recently, I want to know what it was like to wake up with no more penis and you had a vagina. What was that like? Can you describe that experience?
Absolutely. It's not like what you see in documentaries where they wake up and start crying and go, oh my God, I have a vagina. I'm a real woman. No, I just can't believe it. The first thing I did when I woke up was threw up, first of all.
Because of the anesthesia?
Because the anesthesia. I guess that's pretty common. Right. And then after that, it was like, oh my fucking God, because I hurt from like head to toe because I had... the cunt creation.
Oh my God,
and because I didn't have enough tissue, penis tissue, he did a tummy graft. So I have like a scar from one end of my tummy to the other, which he was able to give me an extra 3 inches. So I've got 6 inches of depth, which I'm really happy about.
And they make
about.
It look like, from what I was reading, they make it look like a hysterectomy scar. Is that right?
I wouldn't know what one of those looks like, so I hope so.
Well, that's what it said. Does it look like it's smiling back at you?
Yes. Yeah, that actually says hi every once in a while.
Yeah.
So,
that's good.
And then the breast implants, those hurt like a motherfucker. And then the tracheal shave, which was just kind of like a sore throat, not so bad. So, I mean, all of this stuff done on my body, it was a 7-hour operation.
And why was your penis so small? Was it because you had been taking hormones for so long, or you just had a small wee-wee?
It was a combination of being on hormones for 4 years and the fact that I had my testicles removed 3 years ago.
Oh, I didn't catch that part. Okay.
Yeah. And that was the biggest reason, according to the doctor, is that because I had an orchiectomy that I just didn't have enough... tissue down there. And I actually recorded that consultation. I just have had shitty bandwidth since I've been in Thailand, so I haven't been able to upload anything.
Right. Well, this is fascinating to me. So, but from a, aside from the physical pain and everything, once that wore off, did you have any sort of psychological effect? Was it, to this? I mean, I just wonder what it's like because even
like
though...
Like the epiphany moment, right?
Yeah, I mean, you'd obviously researched and wanted to be a woman and everything, but was there a moment in which it wasn't, something was different, something was different than what you expected, where it crossed into a different reality,
It's kind of been one of those things where that's what the entire month has been about.
Uh-huh.
Like when I was in the hot, I woke up, I was in so much pain, and I was in this tiny little bed that I couldn't move, and they had the little heart monitor, and so my first thoughts then were, get me the fuck out of this goddamn cage and onto a normal bed.
Right.
And because I had so much packing in between my legs, it kind of still felt like I still had a penis there.
Uh-huh.
that was just in a lot of pain. And for the first 36 hours, I couldn't sleep. For some reason, the morphine that they gave me, even though it's worked on like every one of his other clients, for me, for some reason, it didn't work. So I was awake for 36 hours and pretty much feeling everything.
Is that maybe because you're a junkie whore?
That could be. I don't know if marijuana lessens the effects of morphine or what. We'll have to ask Adam Curry on that one.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm sure he would.
So I was awake for 36 hours. It was absolutely awful. And then it started, and then it was all downhill from there. But I think the first moment where I started realizing things were, my brain started to grasp what was happening to me was after the week in the hospital when he pulled all the packing out of my vagina and stuck his finger in there. It was like, holy shit, it scared the shit out of me.
What did it feel like?
Weird. That's the only way I can describe it. Because, for 31 years I had a penis, and all of a sudden he's sticking his finger somewhere where I had a penis, or, very close to it. The actual vagina cavity itself, as you know, is right below where the typical ball sack used to be.
That's
even though
mine,
you're not very familiar.
That's where mine is, yes.
Yes. And yet, you're not very familiar with where the male ball sack is.
Well, I know. Because I do the research.
Research, that's for... Okay, is that better?
Yeah. So, let's see, what were we talking about? Your vagina. At least we're talking about my vagina.
Yeah, well, how does it feel for you to have had a vagina your entire life? Good.
Feels a little good, now that it's more dry, it's a little more dried up now, but, I don't know what it's like to have a penis. But so do you feel like, that hole resembles your penis, like when he stuck your finger in it, did it feel like he was sticking his finger into your penis or something? Or what?
I don't have a lot of, I have a lot of feeling down there, but I don't have a lot of sexual sensation down there because really it's still a wound.
Right.
And it takes about 3 months to heal on average, so.
And saw those dildos that you have to stick in your cooch.
Uh-huh.
Those are pretty big, huh?
They seem huge to me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
There's like 5 different sizes. I'm on the number 2 right now, and I have to keep that in me 2 hours a day.
Good Christ.
Yeah. Well, the body, like I said, the body sees it as a wound, and it's trying to heal it.
Yeah.
So, that hole will close up if I don't keep it open.
So do you have to put some disinfecting cream in there, too, then?
Oh, yeah, they've got all kinds of, like, iodine shit, saline solution that I squirt in there before and afterwards, and
do you feel
all
like,
kinds of...
Do you make those noises like what Cheryl makes when you do that?
Pretty much, yeah. Maybe when I get home and I'm dilating myself, I'll put a microphone next to it just for Cheryl's, so Cheryl can masturbate to it.
Yeah, well, it would help me as well.
Now, okay.
Do you? Oh my! So does it smell when you do? Does it smell?
I can't smell it, but my nose fucking sucks. Alex says it smells. Yes.
Like
so
what?
Yeah, my cunt hurts and stinks.
What does it smell
much.
Like?
Alex, what does my cunt smell like? Would you? What? So,
is
I mean,
like
I would say
it
probably.
Oil?
I don't know. Oh. I would say it smells like all the shit that I'm squirting in it, probably.
But it doesn't smell putrid.
Alex, does my cunt smell putrid? He says it does. So.
Cool. Oh, I wish you could bottle that stench and send me some Ode to Putrid Cunt. Some perfume. Oh, I would love that for Hannah Cunt.
Well, I don't think I have the ability to queef, considering that I don't have any sexual or any reproductive organs. But
so, other than that, it doesn't sound like you have a whole lot of sort of existential reaction to this, since it was really a long process. Am I right? Because it started with the balls and the hormones, so it's not like all of a sudden everything's different, right?
Well, and for me, like I said, I think I differentiate myself from a lot of trans women in how I look at myself and I look at gender. Like I said, I don't believe gender is defined by our gonads and
right. What
else. So I don't consider myself to be more of a woman now.
Yeah.
I just believe I have a body that I'm more comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
And that's what's important to me. And because I've been in so much pain over the last month, it hasn't been so comfortable. But this surreal emotional experience, it's happening more and more, because the first time I looked at it was after he pulled all the packing a week after my surgery, and the thing looked beautiful and hideous at the same time.
Oh, I know what you mean.
It's like, yes, cool, but oh my God, I don't want to look at it anymore. It's fucking awful looking, but
so,
since it's looking beautiful to me, I can't stop looking at it when I'm in a mirror now. It's just like...
And Alex, he likes the way it looks, aside from the stench?
Yeah. So far, I think it's... I mean, I'm not a vagina expert, so this is where I'm going to need your help.
Right, well, yeah. Right. Well, you got to send me the photograph. I mean, I really have nothing to go on other than the putrid stench that you're telling me about.
Okay. Well,
But can you, like, but, so, you, from what I've read, you will be able to have orgasm through this thing, right? This new vagina.
Well, if so far, from what everybody is telling me,
yeah,
and just from what I'm looking at and the sensation that I'm getting so far, I'm pretty optimistic. And I mean, I'm not getting a lot of sexual feeling, but I do have a lot of sensation down there.
So is the orgasm going to be like a natal female's orgasm? Do you know? I mean, it's hard to really... I know nobody can really answer that, but do they... I'm just curious. Because you're not going to have goo squirt out or anything. Wouldn't it be more like a female... Or would it be more like an anal orgasm?
You know, well, the only thing I can compare it to is the kind of orgasms I used to have. So, you know, and I'll definitely get back to you on that
one. Oh, so you haven't been having orgasms?
Since, no. I said, it's still healing. It's I haven't even dared to play with it yet.
Oh, I meant before the surgery.
Oh. The orgasms, it was weird, because obviously when I had the orchiectomy, my orgasms changed quite a bit. I wasn't shooting all over the place anymore because my body wasn't producing that awful testosterone.
Yeah.
And it was weird. I was able to have multiple orgasms prior to my surgery. They weren't as powerful as they were, you know, before the orchiectomy, but
and
I could have multiple ones.
And just from masturbating your penis, you did?
Yeah.
And do you still have your prostate?
Yes. And the way the surgery is done, apparently, that the one of the goals of the surgery is maximum sexual pleasure and some level of self lubrication too. So
how do you get
and
that?
I think it has something to do with the prostate. I know that.
Yeah, because that produces the goo, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. So.
I know that I'm right because I'm a lesbian who specializes in this. How many times do I have to tell you I'm a sexpert?
Yes. You know all about the...
uterus and penis.
So
I imagine if you still have your prostate, then that's going to help with the orgasms too, because then you have a bonus beyond what the natal women have, you know?
Oh, I would think so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know,
that's got to be... wish I had one of those things.
Well, the fact that I'm not going to, that my bleeding is happening all at once, and I'm not going to have to worry about bleeding once a month, for me, that's a bonus, too.
Now, I do have a question that one gay person, I'm not going to name names, but he does weigh over 400 pounds.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
All right. Well, Richard Simmons. No.
Oh, okay.
No. But he asked me. You know, the question really is, and I realize this is sophomoric, but I didn't have an answer for it, but he said, why can't she just take it up the ass like the rest of us? Why does she need a vagina?
I guess it's a valid sophomoric question, Andy Melton, the fucking whore. Oops, I wasn't supposed to name names. Oh, well.
Right, right.
Well, you know, I did enjoy that at one time. As far as... I think that if this is done well and things continue in the track they're going, I think this is going to feel a hell of a lot better than any kind of anal sex that I had in the past.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah.
I totally expect this to kick the shit out of any kind of anal experiences I've had.
We're having a little bit of play on words here, I think.
Pretty much, yes. No, pun intended, I guess you could say, even though I didn't. But, no.
Is that based on you're talking to other people who've been through this?
Yeah.
Does that mean gay sex isn't as good as female sex, do you think? The anal sex? Or are you just saying for you?
Well, you know, I think I'll have to get back to you on that one.
That will be a wonderful thing. I'd definitely like to know that.
Yeah, you know, because... You know, I don't... It's weird, though, because I don't enjoy anal sex now as much as I used to. That might just be because I haven't been with somebody that was, you know, comfortable with it for a while, because Alex never really was comfortable with anal. So
right. Now, the vagina is that you have is 6 inches deep, right?
Yes, that's what he told me.
So does that mean you can't have sex with somebody with a bigger than 6-inch penis?
Well, considering that most men don't go above 6 inches in spite of what most claim, you know, it also can be stretched. And, okay, you know, obviously, because I'm dilating, what dilation is stretching it out. Yeah. So
it's not like it's going to pop open.
Well, you know, right now it could if I'm not careful.
But you're not using your vagina now for sex. You're just stinting it, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's just I'm going to wait at least 3 months before I decide to take anybody inside me.
So technically you're a virgin, right?
I'm a virgin again.
You really are.
I never thought I'd say that.
You are a virgin. I think you should put a bullet bra on, dance around. How big are your lips? Do you have fins?
Well, they're very swollen, but I think they're going to be huge.
Really?
I mean, because they look huge now because they're swollen, but, you know, I from what it looks like, even though I'm not a expert on the gyne yet, that'll change.
Right.
Because I've never been with a woman before. You know, the closest thing to a actual vagina I've seen is outside of the strip clubs in Portland, which those don't count, is like my mom's like 15 or 20 years ago. So that doesn't count.
Yeah,
either.
But you didn't like eat her out, right?
No. So I hope not.
Really, if
I did, I repressed it.
Ew.
God. Ooh.
So I was reading on that website also that there's all these different ways you can get this surgery. There's not just one thing. So one of the things, now you, which one did you get? You got the basic thing where they turn your penis. What do they do? And then I want to ask you about the other things.
Well, they basically invert your penis. And they use the tissue. I mean, I don't know exactly what goes where specifically and how he creates the labia, with right, what he uses for the labia and the clitoris. I do know that I got a good look at my clitoris today, and one of the things that one of the staff members at the clinic told me is that it's that my clitoris is very pink, well, red right now, but once it's healed, it'll be nice and pink, which apparently is very natural looking, and that's not something every doctor is able to achieve. So
pretty pink cunt.
Yeah.
Hang on, I gotta close this door because they've got a cleaning woman here at Holly's house. I just wanna close the door so we have our tech chat here. Okay, so you got a nice pink clitoris. Huh?
Man. You're back in the States now?
I am. I'm in Florida, period.
Okay. I haven't been able to download a podcast in a month. I downloaded Pizza Babe's recent podcast as a test, and it took me like 2 hours. That's like the only
one worth listening to is the one I think from about a week ago when I had Andy Melting Turd on, and he was freaking out. It was really funny though. It was one of these call-ins. He was starting to scream. It was funny.
Nice.
Yeah, so that's the only one you really need to hear. And I did some videos. I did a video on how to make money in podcasting, which basically
I've been looking at all that. I can't wait to at least play catch up again once I have a decent internet. Tell you what, Bangkok is horrible for high speed internet. It's awful. Have you ever been to this part of the country?
No, but
or
I
this
go
part of the world.
I hear you get good enemas.
Well, I've been getting pretty decent ones twice a day.
Oh, you have to get enemas?
Well, I call it an enema, just getting my cunt, you know, cleaned out.
Oh, that's a ginema.
You know, a ginema.
Yeah, you need to learn these new terms.
No
it's
shit.
A ginema, not an enema.
Okay, so I figured you could get enemas for both holes. What the hell do I know?
No, I think that's called a douche.
A douche. Oh, okay.
So
I'll learn all this shit.
There was this other technique I saw on the website which has sounded more hardcore, where they actually take some of your duodenum or your colon or something like that, and they make that into some
SRS-3.
What's going on with this? What's that about?
Apparently, that has... I don't know exactly what that entails. I mean, I know they call it the SRS-3, which is pretty... It's really super expensive and intense, and I didn't really take a look at that.
So it's like the SRS-3, the extra bonus, like the GT Coupe vagina.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. It's the super vagina.
And they take the part of the colon and they actually extend the vagina with that, which sounds like what Cheryl has, because that's certainly does sound like an ass cunt. To me.
Well, one of the complications of SRS is an ass cunt, to where the vaginal wall and the anal wall, tear and they kind of join together. And
so you do shit out your
that
cunt.
Oh, fuck. Hold on. I thought my goddamn laptop was plugged in.
Uh-huh.
And my battery's about ready to... I think I'm good now. Fuck.
Okay.
All right. I think we're all right.
Swearing helps.
Yes, it does. Swearing makes everything better.
Right. Well, that's interesting. So you'll skip the ass cunt. I use it for natal women who are born fucked up. Like if they born where their vagina isn't there, but they have a uterus, and for whatever reason their vagina didn't form, I think maybe that's when they use it. That ass cunt disorder.
Was that Cheryl's issue, or how did she get her ass cunt?
I think Cheryl's just ugly. And from all the abortions. She had all those abortions. And one of them was like a little bit, pretty close to partial birth. And I guess the kid grabbed onto the vaginal wall and for dear life, and it created this hole in ass cunt. And maybe the next
one... Was
did too. The next one might have made it even a bigger ass cunt.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that I was stressing about before the surgery, is I didn't want an ass cunt. It's just not my style. It's not how I roll. Right. So, sorry, Cheryl.
But at least when you have an ass cunt, you can take a towel and rub the whole thing and string it through yourself, Carry a basket.
Yeah, I'm sure. Sure you get really clean, yeah.
Yeah.
I think tie it in a knot.
So... Are you glad you went through with the surgery so far? Is it everything you expected?
Yeah.
You're happy with the doctor and everything?
Well, that's a loaded question. It's taken a lot longer to heal than I expected it would be. A lot of other trans women at this stage are able to do a lot more than I've been able to do.
Yeah.
It's been kind of frustrating because I'm in this country I've never been in before, and up until the last couple of days, I've seen nothing other than the hospital, the hotel, and the
vagina.
Nick, pretty much. In the last couple of days, I've been able to get out, but it's very difficult. I walk very slow. I'm kind of walking like a duck because I'm so slim down there.
A duck? What do you mean? Why are you walking like a duck?
My legs are kind of like spread out, and it's just not very comfortable.
You're looking like one of those homosexuals after they come out of the bathhouse, the bottom.
Pretty much, yeah. After you've been ramrodded after you've been fisted, pretty much.
Oh my god! I went to one of those clubs in Berlin last week, and it was so unbelievable. The things I saw in this club. I mean, it's like a dance club with all these floors, and they have all these dark rooms everywhere. It was like a hedonistic orgy. You wouldn't believe it. Once you get your vagina healed, you should go there and give you directions.
We went to Thailand's version of the red light district tonight, or Bangkok's version of the red light district. Prostitution is illegal, but they don't enforce it.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, we went to this area where, you have all of these bars and all these prostitutes just hanging out in front of the bar. They have little numbers on them. That better?
Yes. So you were saying about the numbers on the doors of the red light district.
Yeah, we went. They had a whole bunch of bars, and apparently this was an area that pretty much catered mostly to straight men. Mm-hmm. So I found, but they had a lady boy bar there, a tranny bar, and this, you know, whole section of bars where with natal women. Yeah. They had this one, and apparently this is a bar that is catering to a very niche audience, straight men, mostly straight men who kind of want to experiment with something different.
In other words, American and men.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yes. And so, we went into this bar and we were just absolutely ambushed by all of these beautiful Thai trannies. And it's like, they like flood you. And once they realized I was there for the surgery and post-op, they all wanted to see my cunt, so I flashed to my cunt, which was kind of fun.
What did they say?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't understand what they were saying.
Then how do you know they wanted to see your cunt?
Hand gestures, body language, just a couple of... Most Thai people know, like, a handful of English words enough to do some basic communication, mm-hmm. but most really can't.
So you're just a complete whore, and you just lifted up your skirt at this bar.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I have no modesty. Well, I didn't have any modesty beforehand, but I have absolutely none now because so many strangers have seen my cunt over the last month. It's like you just get used to people coming in and looking at your hoo-ha, and, you know, most of them have been medical people, but it's like, you know, when I'm in the dilating room, there will be like four or five people in my room just carrying on a conversation, you know, about whatever, you know, and here I am with my legs spread with, you know, naked with this, you know, stent shoved up my pussy. And it's like, no big deal.
What are you doing there, Jonas?
We each have our own separate private dilation room.
So were there other people having the surgery while you were there?
Oh, yeah, there. He stays pretty busy. He seems to do, I would say he does, on average, two to three surgeries a week.
Wow.
It seems like. I think he goes in waves. Like, he'll do a whole bunch, then he'll take a break, and then do a bunch more. But, yeah, there were a couple of Japanese girls. There's this one beautiful girl from Brazil who just had her surgery, like, a little over a week ago. Mm-hmm. When I first got here, there were two American girls that had their surgery, and they have since left. So, they're getting clients from all over the world.
So you had people to commiserate with then?
Yeah, a little bit. After the last American girl left, I haven't really been able to talk with most of his other clients.
Oh, because most of them,
the language barrier.
So what do you say to them? Oh, my vagina hurts. Yours? Oh, yeah, it hurts a lot.
I just say my cunt hurts and stinks, and they seem to understand. No. Most of the people, I mean, I won't say most. Like, the staff of the clinic have, you know enough English to do business, to transact business and serve their clients. The nurses, at first they were dilating me, now they're just overseeing it. I'm doing it myself.
Right.
They don't know hardly any English, but so it's been very frustrating. The language barrier has been very frustrating. The fact that I had to pay, and I talked about this in one of your very early shows, the 50% HIV tax.
Right. Did the HIV cause any complications or any problems?
Absolutely not.
So it's totally irrelevant.
It's just free money to them. The thing is, though, I also have some suspicions that the level of care that I got was not as... I kind of feel like I've been ignored a little bit because, like, some of his other clients were seeing the doctor once a week, you know, after they got out of the hospital. I only saw him once in the entire time since I've been out of the hospital. So, you know, I feel a little bit neglected, and, you know, I have some suspicions as to why, considering I paid, had to pay all this goddamn money for it.
Maybe you should ask him.
Well, that's a hard thing to prove, you know, to say, you know. Plus, it's one of those things to where discrimination against people with HIV is so commonplace here.
Yeah.
It's like it's accepted. People can lose their jobs here. They can get fired. This is truly a land. I mean, they call this country the country of contradiction and contrast because, you know, people are so nice and so warm and so professional and all of these things. It's the sex change capital of the world, yet Thai citizens cannot legally change their gender.
Really?
Even if they have the surgery, their birth gender sticks with them their entire life.
Oh.
So, just a lot of weird contradictions.
Well, they've also got the monarchy still, don't they? So they've got that weird shit to deal with.
They love their king here. I mean, he doesn't have any political power. Like, apparently their prime minister that they ousted was buddy-buddy with Bush, and the Thai people couldn't stand him. So that, I guess that tells you what they think of Bush.
So that guy is actually totally gone now?
He's gone now, yeah. He was... Thaksin was his name. And, you know, but the king, he's just kind of like a figurehead.
Right.
But he doesn't have, he doesn't make, like, foreign policy decisions. And stuff. But he is influential in the process.
Okay.
But,
well, that's been very
But, yeah, it... No, it, for me, it's just like every day is kind of an epiphany. It's, you know, I'm feeling more and more comfortable with my body every day, and it's just, it's been an amazing experience. I think this is a journey that I have a lot ahead of me to do, you know. It's, you know, I have a brand new body that I'm going to be exploring for the next 3 to 6 months, and I'm really excited about that. And so.
Is the reason you had the surgery more, is it more related to the psychology of being a man in a woman in a man's body, or is it more sexual, or is it both?
It's more sexual and practical. For me, I wanted something that would give me sexual gratification and pleasure, and really on the practical level, when I go out and I flirt with people, most of them are going to assume that I have female anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to go out and be flirtatious with people, I felt kind of disingenuous. I don't know if that's the word I'm looking for. Going out and just flirting with people that, you know, then I have to explain, I kind of have a penis still. You know, just I don't have to worry about all that bullshit anymore. So, you know, I don't feel more of a. Let me be honest here.
Mm-hmm.
I am fighting the urge to feel like I'm more of a woman now because society bombards you with this bullshit idea that, you know, men have penises, women have vaginas, and that's the only way it is. You know, and there's nothing else. I would be a liar if I didn't say that.
Well, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with feeling that?
Because it's a very small box to put people in. If I were to say that I'm more of a woman now, not only am I being disrespectful to preoperative trannies, I'm being disrespectful to those that choose not to get the surgery, those that can't get the surgery, transgender men. You know, men with vaginas.
I understand what you're saying.
Intersex people.
So. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just. But to me, like, it's. Like, you're like the only transsexual that doesn't call me a cunt. Well, I mean it, really. But, you know, like, I had another one of your tranny friends ping me today saying, here, a bunch of us talked about why Madge sucks so much. You know, and that was like, you know, and a bunch of Madge sucking. Queers or something like this. And I'm like, my God.
That wouldn't
What?
Now, that wouldn't be Marty, would it?
No, that's the thing. It wasn't Fatty Abernathy. It was somebody else. That's why I was so surprised.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
and
so
is this somebody I know?
Well, I assume so. If, I mean, I don't think the tranny podcasting sphere is that big. You can see it on my whichever show, a recent show. I just got the ping today. I don't remember. Some tranny podcast show. But it wasn't the Fatty one. It wasn't that one.
Was it the Talking Tranny Show?
Nope.
Oh, but must be another one.
Something with tranny in the name. But anyway, but I feel like there's a lot of political correctness in that whole trans world. And that can translate often to, and this is just my opinion, but uh-huh. I feel like that kind of extreme political correctness can sometimes result in sort of, it kind of tends to take a lot of sort of the fun out of, you know,
joking. No. I think there's, for me, and I kind of go against, you know, both, because, right, you know, I make fun of other people.
Yeah.
So because I make fun of other groups, I don't have any problem with, well, and it's all about the intention, in my opinion.
Yeah, but see,
you know,
see, you're
like,
that's
South
why
Park.
I like talking to you, because you are an exception to that generalization, mm-hmm, that I just made. But see, mm-hmm, to me, it's kind of like sometimes it reminds. Sometimes a lot of the gender queers or whatever, you know, the various transition people, whatever, various, mm-hmm, gender issue people, a lot of times they remind me of the lesbian separatists, where it's almost like they get really upset about so much, like things that gay men say, gay men may do, things that they view as typical. And maybe they'll get mad because, you know, they may feel insulted by drag queens. And it feels like they're boxing themselves in, you know, in a way, by having so much that's offensive. I mean, when you're brought up in a world where the first question they ask when a baby's born is it a boy or a girl? You know, you can't, I don't think it's realistic to expect that everybody's all of a sudden going to have the same enlightenment that you have because you've been through this sexual experience.
This is how I view it. Mm-hmm. I see myself as having a pickaxe and just taking a chink out of it. You know,
I have a chink.
Yes, pretty much.
That's not very nice.
I know. God damn it.
Thailand. Jesus.
Well, I'll tell you what. Don Ong can call me a man, and it's all good now. So.
What? Oh.
Anyway, yeah. Getting back to being made fun of. Bad joke. Anyway.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I mean, I understand that you've had a horrible time dealing with people, you know, going through these, you know, as hard as it is for being gay, I'm sure that being a trans has got to be a million times harder.
I will agree with this. I think because so many people in our community have gone through so much shit,
yeah.
I think I see, you know, and I'm generalizing here too, which is just as bad, but I see a lot of times two types of trannies. I see the ones that just have this totally fucked up sense of humor,
yeah,
and that's how they cope. And then the ones that just don't have one at all, or it's very dry and they just take everything serious.
Right.
And it's like, you know, they've gone through so much shit that there's nothing.
Right.
Like, their well is dried up or something.
See,
I don't know.
The thing is, like, me, as like, because I may be ignorant in a lot of ways, but I'm also very curious. And for the people that just shut me out right away, they're not going to educate me at all. All they're going to do is keep their mind where it is and my mind where it is. But like, but if you're willing to joke around and understand, like you are, then you can. Then you're able to educate people like me. Like, for example, I was at a group of friends in Chicago, you know, sometime this fall before in between Europe's, and mm-hmm, and there was this trans something or other there, this you know, person. I'm not going to say the name, and you know, and she was obviously a tranny, but I always fuck up the words, but whatever the hell it is, she's dressed as a woman but wearing men's clothes, like kind of like a lesbian would wear. She's clearly,
just say she's a trans person or whatever.
Clearly,
tranny,
clearly whatever. An identified female, whatever the hell, mm-hmm, anatomically, mm-hmm, is. So and you know, and wearing makeup and with a female name, And then a friend of mine came, you know, was starting to joke around, like, you know, with little, you know, typical gay tranny jokes. But see, and normally I would have not even thought about it and probably laughed along with it. But I said, no, you know, that's not nice, you know, despite what I would say on, you know, my show. But see, that's the difference. And that's because of, you know, being able to talk to you and have people explain it to me without being so rigid and just saying that Madge Weinstein's a stupid, you know, and doesn't understand and she's a disgrace to trans. I think that if you have information that
but that's all right. I still love you.
Yeah. But stupid bitch, right. But, you know, I think it's important to educate, and where you see ignorance, it's important to be tolerant and not just shut people down, really. That's the lesson I'm trying to say. And of course, I'm a stupid bitch, but you know what? Tough shit. I'm not fake. I'm not going to, if I don't understand something, I'm not going to pretend to, you know? I'd rather understand it.
There is a lot of lack of understanding between the gay and lesbian community and the trans community, and the only way to overcome that is to dialogue.
Right.
You know, rather than just sit there and call each other names and talk shit, I mean,
right.
You know, you gotta create dialogues with those that are willing to have dialogues, because... Yeah. You know, while there's a huge difference between our experiences, we all kind of want the same goddamn thing, and that's to not be treated any differently than anybody else because of our differences.
Right, and it's the same with the bisexual community in a lot of ways, too, because they get often misunderstood, and they, you know, so many people that are gay think there's no such thing as bisexual. So, it's kind of like there's no reason for a group that's basically the same group of people to fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and it's like, you know, my views on gender, it's for me, in my mind, it's pretty simple. It just, you know, things are not as simple as, you know, we've been raised to believe they are, and society says they are. And,
but how do you deal with the fact that, like, when, I mean, this is one thing that bugs me so much, like, when somebody does have a baby and it's all about the sex, I mean, how do you deal with that? How do you personally deal with that?
I struggle with that. I remember the last time that every time, you know, because I work with a lot of women in the bank that I work for, and, it, you know, every once in a while I catch myself asking, is it a boy or a girl? Yeah. And then I think the last time I caught myself asking that, I had to step back and say, why does it fucking matter?
Yeah.
You know? Then part of me is like, God, I hope it's undetermined. I hope it's somewhere in between. So we, no, because that shit doesn't matter. Why does it fucking matter whether it's a boy or a girl or neither?
But it's amazing because it really shows you how, like, that is the sex is the most, you know,
important
thing in determining a child's identity, evidently. And I think that's the root of a lot of problems that we as non-mainstream people and sexually have, is that, you know, you're, it's I don't have the slightest
So many of the to, issues, yeah. So many of the issues that we face, Matt, are rooted in sexism. I didn't realize what male privilege was until I gave it up.
You know, haven't even begun to see that. Oh, yeah, you have, because you've been acting as a woman. So how is
it? Yeah. Well, you know, the way people treat you, the way people... I'm not taken as seriously anymore. I think a lot of times when I talk with people, men and women, I feel put off a lot more often now than I used to be. Right now in Thai culture, there's a huge difference. Like, I just learned today that women are not allowed to touch Buddhist monks, that only men can touch them. Like, if you need to give something, it doesn't matter what it is, penis, hand, foot, whatever. Women are not allowed to have any contact with the monk. If you need to give something to a Buddhist monk, you get a man, and then the man can to the monk,
like a hand job,
or you can put it on a cloth and give it to them or something. You know, just stuff like that. I mean, hell, in our culture, how many Fortune 500 companies are run by women? You know,
well, there was a whole thing with
how many women are in corporate boardrooms.
Yeah, there's quite a few, but there's not nearly half like it should be. And then, of course, you had that whole scandal at HP where they just ousted two women without, you know, really that reeked of sexism. But I should probably end because we're getting Skypey again, and I've got 50 minutes, which is good.
Okay.
So I look forward to.
Did we talk enough cunt?
No, but that's for later.
Okay.
That's what
we can do more cunt talk later. All right.
Yeah. But have a safe trip home on the airplanes, and you know, I think it's too early to try out the new vagina on the Mile High Club. Did you name your vagina yet?
I haven't yet. I think it'll come to me once I start playing with it more.
And when you're watching old television shows.
Yeah. I shouldn't have to go back to work, hopefully, until February if I can pull this bullshit off. I'm going to be going a month without a paycheck.
Yeah.
December is the worst time that could happen, but oh well.
Well, I would suggest go home, celebrate your womanhood. Take a bath with candles, subscribe to O magazines, buy a couple cases of Luna bars and read the inscriptions and curl up.
Watch the Oxygen Channel.
Exactly. You know.
Yes, of course.
Wear pink ribbons and go on a sign up for the next breast-a-thon. You know, and all.
Because that's what it's all about. I haven't joined the Woman's Club officially until I've done all of that.
Right. And never use the letter I because it looks like a penis. When you write, use a Y.
I gotta become even more of a feminist now. And you can teach me, Madge, if anybody can.
Absolutely.
Because this is a misogyny-free zone, right?
Oh, of course. I would never be a misogynist, you stupid whore.
Right, you cunt. All right, Madge, it was good talking to you.
Too.
To you when I get back to our favorite country.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay,
yeah.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Fuck you too, you son.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.